I must have drank me about 15 Dr. Peppers.
Congratulations. How does it feel to be an All-American?
It's an honor, sir.
Congratulations. How does it feel to be an All-American?
Very good, sir.
Congratulations. How does it feel to be an All-American?
Very good, sir.
Congratulations. How do you feel?
I gotta pee.
I believe he said he had to go pee.
Computers are serious too, Michael. What is it, Michael? What is it, Michael? What is it, Michael?
We'll be right back. in the triumph of my dream-dim days, where I stood steaming brightly in the sleep-spun, sight-stunned glimmer of that eagle-crested dream. Thrust through the drafty, tongue-tied pores of those whose tender envelope of word-washed flesh, flinging that nameless, bitter, tear-stripped cry to the ice-green, wind-whipped, strawberry passion of my fractured spleens, old, lymph-drained, liquid lust. Just recited to you was composed in a hospital in Burma as I lay close to death, having been savagely beaten by a horde of outraged Belgian tourists. You will find this poem in my collected verse entitled Forests of Flesh. It has not yet been published in this country, but you can get a privately edited edition, signed personally by the author, who is me, $3, either in cash or money order to Mac Pfister, box 2723, Leamington, New Jersey. Mac Pfister, box 2723, Leamington, New Jersey. I would also like to express my thanks to the Rolling Stone, Rolling Fields Center High School Student Committee Advisory Board, who had the courage, and may I say, the wisdom, to invite me here. As you know, my work has been banned and my books have been burned in 27 major countries and 14 newly emergent nations. Why are they afraid of me? One asks oneself, why? Because I celebrate the virtue, the beauty, the wonder, the ultimate, ineffable desire of the ecstasy of the human spirit. Oh, Dulcis, Imperatrix, whatever that may mean. My poems are as innocent as children, young, innocent, because only children will understand the freedom and the virtue of giving oneself without restraint, uninhibitedly, unashamed. I wonder how many of us here have this gift for sacrifice. I sense there may be some, perhaps 10 or 20, 3 or 4, perhaps only one.
Miss Quimby, just exactly who is this Mac Pfister person?
Don't you know who Mac Pfister is? I'm surprised at you, Mr. Christian. Don't you read poetry?
I don't have time for poetry. I'm in the social sciences, not the humanities.
Well, after all, he's one of the best-known poets of the 20th century.
I gobbled up the mountains, ate the sky, and drank the sea, until I was the universe. The universe was me. 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 Me.
Me. Yo, man, it's a lot of brothers out there flaking and perpetrating, but scared to kick reality.
Man, you've been doing all this dope producing. You ain't had a chance to show them what time it is.
So what you want me to do?
I'm expressing with my full capabilities, and now I'm living in correctional facilities. Cause some don't agree with how I do this. I get straight and meditate like a Buddhist. I'm dropping flavor, my behavior is hereditary, but my technique is very necessary. Blame it on Ice Cube, because he said it gets funky when you got a subject and a predicate. Add it on a dope beat, and it'll make you think. Some suckers just tickle me pink to my stomach, cause they don't flow like this one. You know what? I won't hesitate to diss one or two before I'm through, so don't try to sing this. Some drop science, well, I'm dropping English. Even if Yella makes it a cappella, I still express, yo, I don't smoke weed or cess. Cause it's known to give a brother brain damage, and brain damage on the mic don't manage nothing but making a sucker in you equal. Don't be another sequel.
Spread yourself.
Because they like to follow the words, the style, the trend, the records I spin again and again and again. Yeah, you're on the other end. Watch a brother blend dope rhymes with no help. There's no fessing or guessing while I'm expressing myself. It's crazy to see people be what society wants them to be, but not me. Ruthless is the way to go. They know others say rhymes which fail to be original, or they kill where the hip hop starts. Forget about the ghetto and rap for the pop charts. Some musicians cuss at home, but scared to use profanity when up on the microphone. Yeah, they want reality, but you will hear none. They'd rather exaggerate a little fiction. Some say no to drugs and take a stand, but after the show, they go looking for the dope man. Or they ban my group from the radio here in WA and say hell no. But you know it ain't all about wealth, as long as you make a note to
spread yourself.
Tell you something, and listen up, because I really mean this. You're the luckiest man in the world. There is nothing on this earth sexier, believe me, gentlemen, than a woman that you have to salute in the morning. Promote them all, I say, because this is true. If you haven't gotten a blowjob from a superior officer, well, you're just letting the best in life pass you by.
Colonel, the practice of code reds is still condoned by officers on this base.
My problem is I'm a colonel, so I'll just have to go on taking cold showers until they elect some gal president.
All right.
Otto!
Now! Apologize!
Otto!
What? Apologize.
Oh, shit.
Are you totally deranged? You pompous, stuck-up, snot-nosed, English, giant, twerp, scumbag, fuck-faced, dickhead, asshole!
How very interesting. I'm gonna sit right down and cry over you. I'm gonna sit right down and cry over you. And if you ever say goodbye, if you ever even try, I'm gonna sit right down and cry over you. I'm gonna love you more and more every day. I'm gonna love you more and more in every way. And if you ever say goodbye, if you ever even try, I'm gonna sit right down and cry over you. I'm gonna tell my mom up, tell my papa too, so they'll know exactly what I'm gonna do. If you ever say goodbye, if you ever even try, I'm gonna sit right down and cry over you. I'm gonna love you more and more in every way. And if you ever say goodbye, if you ever even cry, I'm gonna sit right down and cry over you. I'm gonna tell my mama, tell my papa too, oh, they'll know exactly what I'm gonna do. If you ever say goodbye, if you ever even try, I'm gonna sit right down and cry over you. I'm gonna sit right down and cry over you. I'm gonna sit right down and cry over you. I'm gonna sit right down and cry over you.
Oh, Susanna, don't cry me. Come, Alabama, banjo on me. Rain hard, day left, weather it dry. Sun hot, froze death, Susanna, not cry.
Whole audience, sing!
Oh, Susanna, don't cry me. Come, Alabama, banjo on me.
We'll be right back. fellow executives, it gives me great pleasure to introduce you to the future of law enforcement. Ed 209. The enforcement droid, Series 209, is a self-sufficient law enforcement robot. 209 is currently programmed for urban pacification, but that is only the beginning. After a successful tour of duty in old Detroit, we can expect 209 to become the hot military product for the next decade. Dr. McNamara.
We'll need an arrest subject.
Mr. Kinney.
Yes, sir.
Would you come up and give us a hand, please?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Kinney is going to help us simulate a typical arrest and disarming procedure. Mr. Kinney, use your gun in a threatening manner. Point it at Ed 209.
Yes, sir.
Please put down your weapon. You have 20 seconds to comply.
I think you'd better do what he says, Mr. Kinney.
Have 15 seconds to comply. You are in direct violation of Penal Code 113, Section 9. You now have 5 seconds to comply.
Help me!
I am now authorized to use physical force.
Only a glitch. A temporary setback.
You call this a glitch?
We're scheduled to begin construction in 6 months. Your temporary setback could cost us $50 million in interest payments alone.
Not necessarily, sir. Perhaps you're aware of the RoboCop program developed by myself at Security Concepts as a contingency against just this sort of thing?
Thank you for your concern, Mr. Morton. I'm sure this is something we can take up in my office at a moment.
Maybe what we need here is a fresh perspective. Tell me about your plan, Mr. Morton. How long will it take?
We're ready to go, sir. We've restructured the police department and placed prime candidates according to risk factor. I'm confident that we can go to prototype within 90 days.
Good, very good. Get your staff together, Mr. Morton. I'll expect a full presentation in 20 minutes.
Thank you, sir.
Say
reality in your head. My, 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 don't tell lies. When you're done your show, go to bed. Don't say hi like a spider to a fly. Jump right ahead and you're dead. Sit up, fed up, low down, go round, down to the bar at the place I'm at. Sitting, drinking, superficially thinking about the rinsed out blonde on my left. And then I said hi like a spider to a fly, remembering what my little girl said.
ECW's Living Dangerously.
Look at the inebriated, whoops, I mean inquisitive look on Sandman's face. Maybe it was a 12-packet shot.
These are two of the toughest men in all of professional wrestling, the Sandman and Rhino. Both in the mold of the Crusher.
The wrestler who made Milwaukee famous.
This is going to be an old-fashioned knockdown, drag-out extreme fight.
Ain't no place for a poor boy like me. Ooh, Las Vegas. Ain't no place for a poor boy like me. Every time I hit your Crystal City, you know you're gonna make a red out of me.
Well, first time I lose, I drink whiskey. Second time I lose, I drink gin. Third time I lose, I drink anything, cause I think I'm gonna win.
Ooh, Las Vegas, ain't no place for a purple like me,
no.
Ooh, Las Vegas, ain't no place for a purple like me. Every time I hit your Crystal City, you know you're gonna make a red out of me.
Well, the Queen of Spades is a friend of mine. The Queen of Hearts is a bitch. Someday when I clean up my mind, I'll find out which is which.
Ooh, Las Vegas, ain't no place for a purple like me. Ooh, Las Vegas, ain't no place for a purple like me. Every time I hit your Crystal City, you know you're gonna make a red out of me.
With a dealer trying to get ahead, spend all day at the Holiday Inn trying to get out of bed.
Ooh, Las Vegas, ain't no place for a purple like me. Ooh, Las Vegas, ain't no place for a purple like me. Every time I hit your Crystal City, you know you're gonna make a wreck.
He certainly is quiet this morning.
He looks sad.
Is something troubling you, my son?
No, father.
Son, please. I am more than the exalted ruler of this land and the master of all I survey. I'm also a concerned dad.
Well, Father. Just a moment.
What is he doing?
It looks as if he's coming down here to talk to us.
Wait right there, Akeem. Rosebearers!
Akeem, come sit.
Now, my son, you've grown a mustache.
Dear son, I'm afraid that both you and your mother will have been worried at not hearing from me during the past weeks. But my situation here has become a difficult one. I have been officially accused of murder by the army. The alleged victims were four Vietnamese double agents. We spent months uncovering them and accumulating evidence. When absolute proof was completed, we acted. We acted like soldiers. The charges aren't justified. They are, in fact, and in the circumstances of this conflict, quite completely insane. In a war, there are many moments for compassion and tender action. There are many moments for ruthless action. What is often called ruthless. What may in many circumstances be only clarity. Seeing clearly what there is to be done and doing it.
Medivac, come in.
Directly, quickly,
tango, tango.
Awake.
Echo, tango,
looking at it.
Request dust dog. Three, maybe four KIAs, over.
I would trust you to tell your mother what you choose about this letter. As for the charges against me, I am unconcerned.
Medivac, come in.
I am beyond their timid, lying morality. And so I am beyond caring.
Medivac, do you read? Over.
You have all my faith. Your loving father.
I need you. Oh, how I need you. The nights are lonely since we're apart. I miss you. Oh, how I miss you. Come back, my darling, and mend my heart. I'm sorry, dear, I made you cry. Please forgive and forget the days gone by. I need you. Oh, how I need you. Come back, my darling, into my heart. Days gone by. I need you. Oh, how I need you. Come
Teddy, what are you doing in there, you silly boy? We have to get ready for Bob.
I think of Counselor? Counselor? Is that you? Counselor? I'm out. Come out wherever you are. I ain't no white trash piece of shit. I'm better than you all. I can outlearn you. I can outread you. I can outthink you. And I can out-philosophize you. And I'm gonna outlast you. You think a couple of whacks to my good old boy gut's gonna get me down? It's gonna take a hell of a lot more than that, counselor, to prove you're better than me. I am like God, and God like me. I am as large as God. He is as small as I. He cannot above me, nor I beneath him be. Salacious 17th century. Counselor? Counselor? Could you be there? Could you be there? Counselor. I wonder if you're here.